Why did you guys start this?
Interesting background story. Well, like I said, this sort of stuff first kind of started in Japan, because Japan's notorious for making a little, like, click gaming group.
Yeah.
With, it did start out with Dragon Quest IX for the DS. People were, like, exchanging, like, these little map tags with each other.
I think Nintendogs on DS had it as well.
Yeah. And and when they put this feature in Nintendo 3DS, immediately groups started popping up in Japan. And a guy from D.C. called Joshua Winston, he runs what's known as the Street Pass Network, which is, like, a loose collation of all these groups around the entire world.
Yep.
There's even some in Africa, in South Africa, believe it or not. Yeah, we're so excited when we heard that news. He started up one in D.C., and so I was like, and then there was another one came up California. I'm like, this is really cool. And I would love to join one like this. And I waited for a while before the system came out. An entire month went by, and nobody announced some sort of group for New York City. And so I was like, well, I live near here. I could print out a bunch of stuff. You know, it'd be great to get like 8 gamers or something together, you know, to hang out. We had no idea. Our first meeting was 70 people, and we're over 700 members now, and it's been growing ever since.
Yeah. So has this kind of like gotten a little bit too big for you guys, or are you just enjoying it as it's coming?
Actually, we've been enjoying it as far as we can, and every minute we get, we love it.
Yeah, oh man, this is... My favorite thing is that people think it's really big now. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
We're already putting in motion, like, awesome, awesome new plans for not only Street Pass New York City, but Street Pass groups across the... Bus America in particular, to help out with stuff. We're still putting together to do things for PAX East, and we're also trying to start a podcast about Nintendo 3DS games and news and stuff like that.
So. Yeah.